fire. We are the tempo, you are the voice. We are your song, you are our God. We are your people, you are the light. We stand in awe.
It's 13 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, the Sunday, January 13th, 2019 edition. And we are featuring new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. But right now, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, the number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar getting us into the United Prayer and Praise segment of our ministry. And this is Prayer Works. Yes, it does.
I just want to tell you, live or die, sink or swim, prayer works. Come hell or high water, for better or for worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, prayer works.
Prayer works.
Yes, it does.
Prayer works.
Have you tried
prayer
it?
Groove,
stay right there. Keep on praying.
I know what prayer can do.
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 I found the answer in prayer.
I found the answer in prayer.
I'll tell it everywhere.
I know.
I know.
I know.
I know what prayer can do.
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 7:23 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise segment of our ministry. Have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for T and J. God's blessing upon their lives. T and J, God's blessing upon their lives. We're praying for D, looking for God's deliverance from an evil attack. D, looking for God's deliverance from an evil attack. Praying for A and D, that God's deliverance in their bodies from the flu. A and D battling the flu, that God would give them total deliverance. We're praying for K, looking also for God's touch on his body. K, looking for God's touch on his body. Praying for the Robinson family, they lost a loved one. Praying that God's going to bless and strengthen them during this time of loss, and that they, in turn, might pick up the banner and follow on in the footsteps of their loved one. We're praying for Michelle Medford, that God's touch on her body, and that also she would stop smoking. God's deliverance from smoking, and also God's touch upon the body of Michelle of Medford. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning, and there are many needs out there. These are indeed needy times, but we know that you have the answer for every situation. Nothing is too hard for you, and so therefore we bring each and every one of these situations before you, each and every one of these individuals before you, asking you, Lord, that you would minister powerfully in their behalf as only you can do. We bring T and J before you, asking you, Lord, that you would provide your blessing upon their lives as they go forward each and every day. May your blessing be upon them. May your anointing draw them closer and closer to you. And may their lives speak for you in these last and evil days, so that many might be born into the kingdom through their lives and through their testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. And for your praise and for your glory, amen. And we're praying for D, looking for God's deliverance from an evil attack. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, take your servant in the hollow of your hand. Protect him from dangers, both seen and unseen. We know the devil is raging, but we know that you are greater. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so we pray, O Lord, you will provide mightily for this your servant. And may his life speak for you in the days which are ahead. And may the works of the enemy be overthrown, as your will and your perfect work is completed in and through his life, that he might claim victory and tell others of the wondrous things he's received from your hand, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for A and D, who are looking for your deliverance from the flu, Lord, pray you would touch these individuals from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. May they recognize right now that individuals are praying for them, and may they receive the healing touch that comes from your stripes, because you are the healing Christ and nothing is too hard for you. And we pray, oh Lord, there will be tremendous testimonies in the days which are ahead because of the wondrous things they receive from your hand. And may many be blessed, strengthened, and encouraged even in and through their lives, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Kay, who's also looking for your touch upon his body, Father, we pray you would touch your servant now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let your healing virtue flow out right now and provide the deliverance and the victory that you alone can give. We pray, O Lord, that all that would come against him, all that's been working against him in the past, that he might receive the deliverance and the victory that you alone can give. And may he realize it's come from your hand. May he surrender himself totally to your control as he begins to understand and comprehend your will for his life, and the power and the blessing and the anointing and the gifts you've given him. May they be used for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the Robinson family who's lost a loved one, Father, we pray you would minister in each and every one of their lives, Lord, the many family members, the many loved ones and friends, Almighty God, we pray you would touch and strengthen them all. May this loss, Lord, not be a devastating loss, but may they recognize that their loved one who has gone on has left a path for them to follow, and may they, by the anointing and of the Spirit of the living God and by your word, may they find their path and yield themselves to you and to your control. And may they walk gloriously, Lord, in the anointing of the Spirit of the living God, bringing honor, glory, and praise to your name, and blessing in memory of the one who's passed on. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in the days which are ahead. It is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray that you would touch your servant from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As she faces operations, Lord, we pray, oh God, you be with her. Give her your healing touch. Give her your deliverance. May what the doctors can accomplish, may you accomplish in and through her life, even as you give her victory over smoking, Lord, and all the other things that might be negative in her life. Give her your victory. Give her your provision. Give her your blessing. Give her your strength is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name, and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. It's 729 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org, from the App Store. Okay, I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on an off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158, or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Donnelly, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praising God with you, or praying for you, or praying for someone else. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry, so that many Christians out there in our listening audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you immediately, or praising God with you. And then I'll bring that information to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry, so that many Christians in our listening audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. Nothing encourages faithful prayer like hearing what God has done for somebody else. And since he is no respecter of person, we know that he's going to encourage you through the victory and the blessing that he brings into other lives as well. Okay, 7:31 here on WMFO in Metro. Hopefully you've been enjoying the program. I've been enjoying bringing it to you. We are featuring new music of the year 2019, top hits of the year, and also more of my all-time favorites. And this is one, Micah Stampley, from the album One Voice. And this is the title song here on Sounds of Praise.
For the broken and the shame, let my heart burn like a flame. Let me be the conduit of perfect love, guided by compassion's face, drawn by love for the human race. Till I'm open to my purpose, let justice reign. Let my heart be open to the call of love, so I'm not so self-consumed in my own world. And let my voice speak for the helpless little child, who
call a thumb, yeah.
Like a Stample here on Sounds of Praise and Call of Love. Yes, and this is God's call of love to you. If you've never received Him as personal Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity. Shadonna, and come to me here on Sounds of Praise. Yes, there's the call of love, God's call to each and every one who's never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. You can do that right now. He's opened the door of salvation through His perfect life, through His sacrificial death, and His resurrection from the grave. And so therefore now, it's every person's opportunity who hears the truth of His salvation to surrender themselves and receive that love gift. If you'd like that to take place in your life, I'd like to lead you in prayer. If you repeat these words after me as a prayer to God, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring His salvation to bear in your life this very day. Won't you pray? Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm coming this morning because I accept your call of love to me. I recognize I'm outside of your saving grace and your keeping power. My sin life has robbed me of the blessing that you alone can give. But now I'm coming to you, receiving you as my Lord and my Savior, and looking to you to guide, direct, and strengthen me so that I might live a life that be pleasing in your sight, and a life that will point others to the reality of your salvation gift. And I thank you for this great opportunity, this great privilege that is mine now to be called a child of the living God and surrender myself to your control so you might work powerfully in and through my life is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything simple, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it because I have some material I'm going to send to you to help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Christ. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here till about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB, at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material sent out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. That number again while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB, at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. And you don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We're not going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. We're only going to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And you'll find a church where that God wants you to be in, where you can also continue to grow and be blessed in Him. 744 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, streaming live, www.wmfo.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM, from the App Store.
Care for you out of everything. Jesus is the greatest man I know. Jesus is the greatest man I know. Make the moon, stars, the land and sea. Redeemed the man of authority.
Jesus is the greatest man I know.
Jesus is the worthy Lamb of God. Oh, Jesus is the worthy Lamb of God.
yeah, yeah.
He's the greatest man I know. I dare you lift your hands in this building, open your mouth and worship a great God. Clapping is easy, but can you open your mouth and say, oh yeah. Don't worship out of formality. Worship from your heart tonight. He's the greatest.
I have the grace to overcome. Say that again. Say, I have the grace to overcome. So I'm calling this the Overcomer's Record. I'm an overcomer by the Lamb's blood. Blood washed my sins are white as now. I've got a testimony. When I was overwhelmed and when I was under, He gave me grace to your hand on your neighbor, say, don't judge me, don't judge me. Don't tell him he hid your secrets too. Don't judge me. I'm overcoming, because God's not done with me. So while I'm waiting, I will not waver. I'll still believe. And while I'm waiting, Lord, I will bless your name. Let me testify, because when I was under, He gave grace to me. I want you to say this, say this. Grace.
It's 7:58 here on WBNFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And hopefully you enjoyed the program. We certainly enjoy bringing it to you. Plan to be here next Sunday. Again, we're going to be featuring more new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. So until then, it's your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you.
Forever worthy, His blood has made me.